What? A scorpion. That's Walter Hooper's club. Him and Chris Corey and Kevin Watson belong to it. And all the members get to wear a shirt with a scorpion on the front.
Well, that sounds like a worthwhile organization.
Yeah, it's super. Walter turned me down once before, but Chris just called and said he thinks he can get me in today.
Well, why did Walter turn you down, dear?
Well, you see, they're all a little bigger than me, and he said I wasn't old enough.
Well, I hope you make it this time, son.
I think I will, Dad. Last time was a week ago, and I'm a whole week older now.
Shot, I must have absolute quiet.
I'm sorry.
Too bad you didn't keep talking. Then at least I'd have had some excuse.
I just wanted to tell you that I'm going to be downtown shopping most of the day. Can you fix your own lunch?
Don't you worry about me. I'm having lunch at the country club with Dr. Fred Ferguson as his guest. We're playing a round of golf together.
Oh, well, that's very nice, but...
This is a very good break for me, Martha. The most exclusive club in the area, and Dr. Ferguson plans on putting my name up for membership. You know how important it is to belong to the right club.
Yes, I'm sure it is. But wouldn't it be better if you stayed home today and rested?
Why should I rest?
You haven't been sleeping well, John. I've heard you wandering around the house at night. It's probably your nerves.
Oh, nonsense. That's the way I get some of my best ideas for magazine articles.
Well, as long as Dr. Ferguson's coming here, please have him take a look at you.
All right, Martha. But it's a waste of time. There's nothing wrong with my nerves. I'm as steady as a rock. In some ways...
Sure got a nerve, Chris. I told you once before I didn't want to squirt like Dennis the Club.
I know Walter, but he's sort of a nice kid for a kid.
Yeah, I like him.
Look, we better get something straight. This is my yard, my club, and my dad paid for these shirts, right?
Right. Right.
So I say we do things my way. Only grown-up guys be scorpions.
Hi! Hi, fellas.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi.
We were just talking about you, kid.
Yeah. Chris told me that I could maybe join your club today.
Well, Chris couldn't be wrong, and I beat it and don't come back.
But I'd be a real good scorpion, Walter. Just give me a chance to prove it.
Go on, beat it.
Okay, Walter, I'll go.
God, he's sure tough with him.
It's the only way to get rid of the little pest.
I think he would make a good scorpion.
What's eating you, guy? Do you want to go back to kindergarten?
Walter? Hello, Chris, Kevin.
Hello, Super.
Hello, Super.
Walter, I overheard what you said to Dennis Mitchell, and I didn't like it a bit. Now, I want you to take him in your club.
Oh, gee, Mommy, such a little kid.
He's only 2 years younger than you are. And what's more, his mother's a good friend of mine.
But, Mom...
Now, Walter, don't argue with me. You either make Dennis a member or I'll speak to your father and there won't be any club.
Oh, gee, Mom, do I have to?
You do, and stop whining.
It's time you started to grow up.
So you have to let him in after all, huh?
Oh, yeah? Mom said I had to make him a member. But before he becomes a member, he has to pass initiation. And if he can't pass the initiation I cook up, well, is that my fault?
Oh, that was very good, John. Much closer.
Well, I wouldn't say I was ready for the National Open yet. Oh, that's enough putting. I think I'll try my swing.
You're not going to swing at a golf ball here in the house.
Oh, well, not with that golf ball, Martha, with this one.
Why, as light as a feather.
Yeah, made of cotton. Only go a couple of feet, no matter how hard you belt it.
Then what good is it?
Well, it's a target. It helps you groove your swing, you see.
Oh, that's too technical for me. Well, you go ahead. I have to get ready.
Not too busy to talk.
Well, I was brushing up on my golf game until...
Oh, you're putting, aren't you? My dad does this all the time at home.
Well, I was putting until you came in and... Oh, excuse me.
Is it okay if I pot one, Mr. Wilson?
Help yourself, Dennis. Hello. Oh, hello, Fred. Oh, emergency caller. Well, I wondered what was delaying you.
Sheepers, when a funny ball.
I thought maybe you were afraid to play with me. No, I don't mind. Now, take your time. Oh, yeah, Fred, I'm ready for you. I have been practicing.
Dennis! Oh, Dennis!
Coming, Mom! See you later, Mr. Wilson.
Yes, dear. Mrs. Hooper just called, and she said to tell you that Walter has changed his mind, and he wants you to join the club.
He does? Oh, boy, that's super!
So why don't you hurry right...
Bye, Mom!
I wonder why I ever tell him to hurry.
Okay, Fred, I'll see you in about an hour. Bye.
Using a cotton ball.
I was, Mom. I can't understand it. I had that. It was just. Well, don't worry about it. I'll pay for everything. Oh, shut up.
She's making it up, Walter.
You're not in it yet, kid. Not until you take your initiation.
Initiation? What's that?
It's not much. We just figure out some stunts you have to do. See, what you gotta do is you gotta collect three things. You keep them overnight and bring them to us tomorrow.
Okay. But what do I have to collect?
Well, first you gotta get a goat. A live goat. Then you gotta get a hat. A funny hat.
How about a derby, Walter?
That'll do. Then you gotta get a musical instrument. Let me see. A bugle. Yeah, a bugle.
A goat, a derby hat, and a bugle. I sure hope I can find him.
If you don't, you're not in the club.
Oh, I can find him all right.
We're going to keep the stuff tonight. In your garage?
No, Dad's working on the car. Hey, I know. I'll keep him in Mr. Wilson's garage. It's empty while he's away in Ohio.
Okay, get going.
See you tomorrow, Scorpions.
He's a good kid, Walter. Aren't you going to let him join?
He's not going to get in this club ever. Look, I know where he's going to stash that stuff, in Wilson's garage. As fast as he puts it in, I'm going to sneak it out again. So he won't have it tomorrow, and he won't make the club.
Isn't that sort of a dirty trick, Walter?
What do you mean, sort of dirty trick? It's a real dirty trick. That's the best kind.
Sorry I'm late, John.
Oh, come on in here, Fred. I'm ready to go in a minute.
We got a beautiful day for it.
Oh, yes. Oh, wait a minute. Hold it. Hold it. Right there. I want you to look at me, Fred. How do I look, okay?
Well, yeah, you look all right. Why?
Well, that silly sister-in-law of mine thinks that my nerves are shaky, which is ridiculous. So I promised her I'd have you look at me.
Oh, fine. Tell her I did a thorough professional job.
Good. Well, I'll just finish up in here, then we'll grab my clubs and get going.
Hi, boys.
Well, of course. What is it?
Can we keep some stuff in your garage just for tonight? Dad's using ours.
Of course you can.
But be careful not to let the door slam. If it does, the lock catches and you can't get in again without a key.
Okay, Mrs. Wilson. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Goodbye, boys.
Bye, Mrs. Wilson. The first thing we gotta find, Tommy, is a real live goat. Let's go.
You know, John, maybe it wasn't your fault, but I don't know. Any guy who goes around belting golf balls in the house will bear watching.
I'll show you how to belt a golf ball when we get to the club.
I'm most anxious to put you up for membership, John. I think you'll fit in perfectly.
Thanks, Fred. Belonging to the right club is very important. And as you know, I'm thinking of bringing my wife and moving into this delightful town of yours.
Well, splendid, John. Splendid.
Yeah, you'll get in the club easy now, I bet. Heck yes, Walter said so himself. Go now, get in there, boy. That's it, stay in there now. Tommy, close it easy, remember?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a good thing to have a special club for us older fellas. You know, you and me and Walter and those guys.
Sure it is.
The next thing we got to get is that derby hat. Are you sure your dad will let us have it?
Sure. It's out in the garage and all battered up. He doesn't wear it anymore. Come on.
All right, Fred. Let's go.
Aren't you going to take your clubs?
What?
Oh, I forgot them. I forgot my shoes. I'll be right back.
You know, John, I'm beginning to worry about you myself. You remember how to play golf, all right?
Oh, it's just that I'm excited about playing at the club. I'll only be a minute. What are you doing in here? How did you get out? Never mind. I'll go and get help. Where the deuce did that beast come from?
Just in the garage minutes ago. There was no goat there then.
There's a goat out there now. He's got horns that long.
Oh, stop. You're kidding.
I certainly am not. Come on out and I'll show you.
No, I'll take your word for it. Let's get on out to the club.
Let's get the goat out of there first. I don't want him hanging around anyway. He's liable to wreck the place. Now, come on.
Maybe it was a mouse you saw. He startled you so you thought it was a goat.
Does a mouse go bang?
Not as a rule, no, sir.
What? Vicious looking animal. Kill. He's gone. He was there a minute ago, Fred. I saw him. A great big goat standing right there looking at me. Bah, he said. Bah.
Let's go in the house and sit down, John. I think we better skip the golf today.
What? Well, that's ridiculous.
No, John. 4 hours in the hot sun wouldn't be good for you.
Oh, now.
Come on, I want to take your blood pressure.
My
blood? No, my bag's right in the car.
But then he was... I saw...
Isn't Dennis eating with us, honey?
He phoned from the Andersons a little while ago. He had lunch with Tommy.
Oh, he's certainly a busy boy today, what with joining that club. Did he tell you that he had to get hold of a bugle and a derby and a...
A goat?
Yes, he said he was going to keep it over in Mr. Wilson's garage.
It's in our yard right now, eating our flowers.
Well, that stupid thing must have gotten out.
I have enough trouble trying to raise flowers without that.
I'll go put it back in Wilson's garage, honey. Keep my soup warm.
bike with the derby on.
Okay. Here, boy, you're going to get all dressed up.
Don't he look funny?
Yeah. He looks even funnier than my dad did when he wore it.
Wait now, boy. We'll be back in a little while.
Come on, Tommy. Don't slam the door, Tommy. Close it easy. Remember, Mrs. Wilson says it'll lock if you slam it. Now, I wonder where we can find ourselves a bugle.
No, just relax, John. It's okay. There's nothing to be upset about.
Who's upset? You're the only one who's upset.
These mild hallucinations occur quite often. We don't know exactly why, but we do know that rest and the proper nutrition...
Look, Fred. There was a goat in our garage. He isn't there now. That's quite all right with me. I won't mention another word about it. Now... let's go and play golf.
No, not today. I want you to rest.
I don't need
any... John, I'm going to have to be firm with you. When I introduce you to the officers at the club, I want you to be at your absolute best. Now, in a few days, if there's no recurrence of this thing, then we'll make the club, okay?
But I want to play golf.
I know, but... Now, you go put your clubs away, then you come in and we'll have a long talk. Don't worry. We'll get you back to normal.
Stubbornest character I ever met. Acts like I'm some kind of a nut or something. Hallucinations indeed. Because he didn't see him standing there, he thinks I imagined you. How could anyone imagine? A goat?
Just sit down. Now, relax.
He's in the very same spot.
Yes.
Staring at me with those eyes. I went right in the door, and there he was.
Come on, sit down. Open your mouth.
Stop treating me like a couch case. Come and look at the goat yourself if you don't believe
me. John, we are not going out and look at that goat until you calm down. Now, that's better. Now, what was this goat doing? Eating a tin can, perhaps?
No, he wasn't eating anything. He was standing there staring at me with that derby hat cocked over one eye.
Wearing a derby hat. Mm-hmm. What else was he wearing, John? Black tie? Spats?
Of course not. Goats don't wear spats. Now, you know that.
Of course they don't. Goats just wear derby hats, that's all. Now, when you first saw the goat, did he speak to you or just smile?
Oh, stop it. This is ridiculous. You are going out to that garage if I have to carry you.
All right.
All right.
Come on. I don't know how you got back in here, but I guarantee you're not going to find you this time. I'll tell you at my house. Show that little smart aleck.
Sick and tired of being doubted. And
of course, John, of course. We'll go in there right now. I'll have a talk with that goat.
I could have sworn I saw it, Fred.
I know. These things seem real to people in your condition.
Oh, I'd better lie down. I'm not a well man.
Are you sure we should have taken the gold?
What if Walter finds out?
Oh, how's he going to find out? Besides, I think it's a dirty trick to play in Dennis.
We'll just put him back here in Mr. Wilson's garage. Where he's supposed to be.
You know what we ought to do, Chris? We ought to start a whole new club with Dennis and some other kids.
And the heck with Walter.
Boy, I thought we'd never find a bugle. It's a good thing you thought looking at the city, don't.
Well, if a fella's gonna join an older man's club, Tommy, he's gotta be thinking every minute.
Hey! He lost his hat. Here it is. He must have dropped it. Here, let's put it back on him. What we gotta do now, Tommy, is find this good old goat something to eat.
You won't be needing these for a while. I'll put them away for you so they won't even remind you.
Oh, thank you, Fred.
Bring lots of medicine.
Oh. Oh. Me too.
For Mr. Wilson. That old goat must be hungry enough to eat his half by now. Mr. Wilson, Mr. Wilson, could we have the key to the garage so? Jeepers, are you lying down, Mr. Wilson?
Yes, Dennis, I'm lying down. I'll be lying down for a long time.
Could we have the key to the garage, though? So we could feed our goat, because he's locked in there.
Not now, Dennis. Some other time. I have a terrible headache. Goat!
Did you say goat?
Yes, sir. We've got to have a goat to get in the club with.
Hey, Dennis, are you in there?
Yeah, come on in.
Now, Dennis, about this goat.
We've been looking for you. You know what that Walter Hooper did?
He stole a goat out of Mr. Wilson's garage.
And took it to his house.
Jeepers,
why did you do that?
So you couldn't get in the club.
But we put the goat back for you.
The goat, was it a real...
Jeepers, Kevin, thanks a lot. We got the derby hat all right. Yeah, and the bugle.
Boys, please. Now, Dennis, please come and sit down here a minute.
Okay, Mr. Wilson.
Now, Dennis, I want you to tell... Oh, Martha, come in here and listen to this. All right, now, Dennis, I want you to tell me the whole story right from the beginning.
Well, you see, there's this club called the Scorpions, and I wanted to be in it. So if it hadn't been for Walter Hooper, I guess the goat would have been there all the time.
Oh, Dennis, you are a good boy. You have made a well man of me. By Jove, Martha, I am going to play at the country club after all.
Maybe you ought to call Dr. Ferguson.
Oh, yes, I should be able to get him at his office right now. Will he get a laugh out of this? Just wait till he hears.
We're fed up with that Walter Hooper. And you know what we're going to do, Dennis?
If the members of the club impress me as the right sort, I might let them put me up for board of directors next year. Hello. Dr. Ferguson, please. This is John Wilson.
Dr. Ferguson can't speak to anyone right now. And certainly not to you, Mr. Wilson.
What do you mean, certainly not to me? Where is he? Is he there?
Well, he's here all right, but I'm trying to calm his nerves. He keeps insisting he saw a goat in your garage.
Oh, yes, I know about that. That's why I called.
A goat wearing a derby hat and spats and playing the Stars and Stripes Forever on a bugle.
No, Miss Jackson, not the Stars and Stripes. The goat was playing Swanee River. For heaven's sake, get it straight.
Sorry, Doctor. I've got to hang up now, Mr. Wilson. I've got to call a doctor.
But nurse, hello. Great heavens, Martha. Poor Freddie Ferguson has flipped. Oh, this is dreadful. Now I'll never get in that club.
Don't worry, Mr. Wilson. Me and Tommy and the other kids have just made up a swell new club. The Buzzards. And it's a very exclusive club, just for us older fellas. Yeah, and we're going to let you join because you're the oldest fella we know. You can be a buzzard.
Well, bull for me.
Thank you.
This has been a Screen Gems film production from the Hollywood studios of Columbia Pictures.